Good evening. My name is Malaika Parker with Bay Area Police Watch. First I just want to agree with what the previous speaker said. You need to do what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take cops that kill people, that put guns in the faces of people that are trying to see what's happening in their neighborhood. They're not supposed to be on the force. They're not supposed to be on the force for our protection, but they're also not supposed to be on the force for the protection of other officers. Now, it's interesting to me, and I'm not going to get into the whole POA thing, because really what this is about is this family that's sitting here, Cameron Boyd's family and Gustavus Rugley's family. And that's what it's about, and Sheila DeToy's friends and family. Because they're the ones that have to deal with this on a daily basis. But it is interesting to me that every single time a cop does something, then, it's just one bad apple. And the thing is that it's their job. It's their job to protect the law. It's their job to follow the law, the same way that it's Kevin Allen's job to investigate fairly in an unbiased manner. Same thing about the officers. They are not hired to be the judge and the executioner. They are hired to protect and enforce the law. They are not hired to run around San Francisco killing black men over and over and over again. They are not hired to kill a 17-year-old who did absolutely nothing wrong, and there's been no kind of accountability that's happened because of that. All we're asking is that this case be looked at fairly, that it be looked at in an unbiased way. All we're asking is that there not be a 10-year reign of terror like there was with the previous commission. That's all. And it's interesting to me that the POA and this room full of supporters of the police department have not taken a second to hear from these families, have not taken a second to look at it objectively. But yet we're supposed to say, oh, hey, you killed my family member. You killed somebody that I love. You killed my child. You killed my friend that I grew up with. And I'm going to listen to your perspective. It doesn't really work that way. There's an issue that's happening. Whether or not you believe that the officers were right or wrong or whatever, there's an issue that's happening. If people are feeling like their family members are being killed and it's unjustified, there is an issue that needs to happen. That means that police are not doing their job. Their job is to be part of this community and to have the respect and admiration of everyone in the community, not just white folks, not just people with money. And it's not acceptable for this to continue. I do want to say that this is an amazing day. This is an amazing day for people that have been working, dealing with police commissions, dealing with the San Francisco Police Department for the past 10 years. This is a day that is signaling that this police department is changing, and hopefully that's for the better, not just for civilians, but also for police officers. We all want to be able to come into this room and say, this officer did a wonderful job in the Bayview, in Marina, in Petrel Hill, in the Western Addition, in all of the parts of San Francisco, but we can't do that. And until we can, then it's not an adequate policing system. Thank you. Thank you.